Library, and welcome back to our podcast, Section 10 of the Journal of a Lifetime.
It's been with the Blind Corporation, and I was promoted to Assistant Director of Communications. At 29 years old, I'm earning well over what a guy my age should make. Maybe Mitchell didn't turn out so bad for me. I mean, I never lived anywhere else, but what could I compare it to? How would I know what other cities are like? And the people? What are the people like? Do they have funny accents, funny clothes, funny faces? Do they throw rocks at girls with thick glasses and brightly colored shirts like I used to? I've lived in my vacuum my entire life. I really haven't gotten a taste of the rest of the country and what it has to offer. But maybe it isn't worth much of the effort. Mitchell's my home, and I'm satisfied that I made the decision to stay. It's my comfort zone. It's where my grandfather lived. It's where my parents passed on. It's where my friends and I played the games we loved. It's where my heart is. Mitchell was the type of town that no one wanted to move to, but a place no one ever wanted to leave. We only had about 14,000 people living here, and they were the best 14,000 people you could live with. We all sort of knew each other, and I think that's a good thing. Sure, your business is out there on the front street, but you know what you get in return? Unlocked doors. No one stole from his or her neighbor. When help was needed, you had a friend ready to lend a hand or a generator. My mom and pop shops were run by real moms and pops, sometimes grandmas and grandpops. We didn't have many chain stores here. People ran family stores with family values and family prices. If you were a dollar short, you paid the next time you came in. Mitchell is a town built on honesty and honor. Smirks and smiles got you a long way around here. I think not saying hello to a stranger was in the minority over saying hello. In Bloomdale, well, that's as important to this town as anything. It provided so many families with good-paying jobs. Was it hard work? Sure. But what good job isn't? Work runs steady, the days run long, and mine is plentiful. I have to admit there is still a void in my life, the lack of family. I've given so much of my time to the miner's way of life that starting my own family with a special young woman never came to pass. I really messed up with Melissa back then. I think she was the one who got away. I hate saying that because I'm admitting defeat, but it's the truth. Grandpa always said the truth would set you free. Right again, Gramps. I'm not that old, really, but in some small ways, I'm giving up on the fact that I'll find someone nice. Maybe I'm not aggressive with my search, because deep down, I'm scared to get too close to someone again. Maybe I'm scared I'll put the burden of them getting close to me. I do enjoy the quiet life just the same. It's fair to say that I keep to myself mostly. If I'm not sitting out on the porch or taking walks up the block, I'm inside cooking some of those freezer dinners in a microwave and watching TV. I catch the sports shows and news programs, nothing time-consuming or complicated like those made-for-TV dramas. I still have the lazy boy chair my gramps used to sit in. Every now and again, I swear I can catch the smell of the laundry detergent and the cigars he smoked. Admittedly, due to my childhood love for fishing, I do have a hobby that focuses my attention. It's my fish tank. I have this big 55-gallon tank that leans against the wall in my living room. I keep some standard goldfish, which actually grew quite large, along with tetras and those little black fin sharks. You know those sharks, right? It's the pet store's way of advertising that you bought a real shark. If you want the truth, they're the wimpiest fish I've ever owned. I feed them twice a day. I love the sense of excitement they get when they know food is coming. Oddly enough, fish and humans share the same trait. When I look forward to something, I just get excited as they're waiting for the tank lid to pop open. Though, I don't have to worry about a tank lid. I know it seems like my mundane low life is boring to you, but maybe it is, but it's a peaceful one to me. Vacation is just around the corner, and this year I've earned 3 weeks. When the new year passes, I'm grabbing a few things, packing lightly, and heading to Florida. It will officially be my first time out of the state. Getting out of these brutally cold Mitchell winters will do me some good for those 3 weeks. A change of scenery is always good for the mind and soul, and I'm sure once I'm there I'll be able to appreciate my little town of Mitchell even more. It's somewhat hard to believe that I haven't ventured out or taken a real vacation before. Circumstances have changed for me since Grandpa's passing. I need to break away from the day-to-day grind and get my mind to a place that's free. I love Mitchell people, but meeting other vacationers who might have their own burdens will assure me that I'm not alone. I'll get to bask in the sun, soak my feet in the warm crystal blue water, and forget about things. I'll secure one of those giant umbrellas with the chair and cup holders and wear a necklace made from shark teeth. I may even have a dozen of those blue drinks with the straw and fancy toothpick that sticks out of the lemon. I might just sit there and stare at the vastness of the ocean pretending I'm having a conversation with Grandpa. I'll let the eastern breezes blow my worries away. If only for a short time I'll bury my feet in the sand and triple dog dare the ocean to wash me away. I'll pretend Grandpa is next to me and we're wearing sunglasses, fancying ourselves in the company of the breathtaking scenery. We can have his big umbrella with his own fancy drink and his own pair of sunglasses. Maybe I'll imagine he's a younger man like me and we're best friends doing what best friends do. Maybe he'll interrupt our conversations, peel his sunglasses off, and run to the ocean at top speed, like I don't even exist. He'll dive in head first, skimming the top of the fresh rolling wave, and then he comes up for air with a comb back in his hair. He'll tell me to look at it and wink like he always used to do. Maybe he'll borrow someone's surfboard, paddle out to sea like he has an important place to be, then hoist himself up on the board and grab a gnarly wave, smiling the whole time. And maybe, just maybe, when he's finished rippling through the waves in his surfboard, he'll lie down and float in the sea foam, staring at the sky, picking out cloud shapes in the portal to go back home, because he knows it's not real. But whenever I took to my right and the empty chair beside me, it's really just an abandoned stranger's chair they left behind because they're in a hurry to get back to their car. They say Florida Keys is a place that has no memory. Once you arrive, you leave your fares behind. Those 3 weeks I have coming are worth a try, because I'm scared to death right now of never being able to speak to Grandpa again.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next time for Section 11 of the Journal of a Lifetime.